Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Things you say and do make me want to be with you.
Welcome back to the 7th of the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Catherine Peters, our guest, our good friend, longtime great person, favorite week. We always get smarter when Catherine joins us. Catherine, thanks for being here. Selfbrand.com, folks, she's one of the top branding experts in the galaxy. But we're talking about paying yourself first, things to know to help you wind up with something, right, Catherine? If you're a small business owner, we want to help you wind up with something when it's time to head to the house.
Right, and you've got to think of all your assets. You know, your business is an important asset, and you want to maximize the value of that. But you also want to look for other financial assets to own or real estate assets to own. It's all a part of your business empire, and you've got to think, you know, bigger than that. You know, a key thing, too, is a lot of clients that I work with, you know, new entrepreneurs talk about, you know, they're thinking of how to get funding before they've even made money. And so I think an important thing you have to think about is, you know, make money before you start asking for it.
Right.
Because there's nothing that is going to compel people to invest in your business more than seeing you're making money and that you can make money for them. And I think, you know, people get, you know, they read all these stories of, you know, people doing, you know, fundings and, you know, start thinking of getting all this capital. But you need to start showing from the very beginning how you can make money yourself for that business before you, you know, hold your hand out and try to get money from others.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, the other thing is I'm an optimistic person, but I'm a little bit paranoid about the
right.
World. I always feel like the world is going to come and get me sometime. And if things start going really well, I get really nervous.
Right.
And so that's when, you know, when things start going well for me, that's when I hunker down. I start saying, okay, maybe I need to put something back. There's something bad coming at me, and you know, it doesn't hurt to be a little bit skeptical of your own headlines, right?
I think that's a very, very important thing because one of the key things that I've dealt with in advising clients is, you know, when things are going well, they spend too much and they start believing their own headlines, you know, and they get drunk on their press. You know, and they start spending big, and that's a big mistake because markets go up and down, you know. And so when markets are up, you got to realize they're going to go down at some point. And so being a little paranoid is smart because then you'll do other kinds of investments, and whether to save the money or buy real estate or invest in other ways so that you're ready for a downturn. You know, you've got more than one income source going on.
The best way to think about indulgence is, and we all work hard and we think we deserve certain indulgences. I do. We all do, and you do.
Right.
But somebody gave me this advice one time, and I think it's really important. He said, "Don't indulge yourself on your earnings. Indulge yourself on the return on your investments."
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, don't sell a stock and go buy a boat. Or don't sell 1,000 shares of stock and go buy a boat. Buy this boat from the dividends that the shares get paid you.
Right.
So you still have the stock.
Just on the principal.
Yeah. Don't eat your equity. And so don't buy yourself a trip around the world based on what your W-2 income.
Right.
Take the trip around the world when you can afford it from what your W-2 income earned you in other ways, what you saved or what you invested or whatever.
Right.
Use that money for extravagances.
Right, right. Very important because when you think like that, you take your trip around the world and you still got your investments that are still generating income. And so you're not going to, whatever happens, whatever kind of, you know, decimation goes on in the marketplace, you're going to be fine. And that's the problem that I see with, you know, a lot of business owners, and they don't think longer term. They're not paranoid enough. And so very important to have some skepticism and protect yourself. So
I'm not sure I'll ever, I mean, I'd have to have a lot more money than I have now to ever feel like, okay, I'm good.
Right.
I'm always worried that the world is going to come after me.
Right.
And
right.
The world's going to come, you know, the world's going to do one of those clawbacks, right? Okay, Blackson right. Game, I know we let you have that. We're going to have it back now.
Right, right.
The clawback,
yeah, and
right?
And frankly, it happens to a lot of people, you
the
know.
The dreaded clawback.
Can't pay their rent and, you know, and then you're really hysterical, you know, when you have to start laying off people or things
yep.
like that. You know, it's a very humbling experience. So.
Yep, and I've done it, and other people have done it, and those are the stories I like to read about because it's... It lets you know that you're not all by yourself. Hey, Catherine, I need the website one more time, please.
The website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Check it out, folks. All of her books are there, and whatever you hang out with Catherine, you'll get smarter. Catherine, good job. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassie, and reminding you the ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.